This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God of heaven on earth, you call us to follow you, but sometimes it's hard when we can't see you in person. Show us how to go, where to go. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them so that we can proclaim your good news. Take our hearts, our souls, our very bodies, and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. When I was a little girl, and being more than a little selfish and bratty, my mom said to me one day, my sister's here, she's shaking her head, that's not fair. She would say to me, the world does not revolve around you, right? We've probably all heard that before. Maybe I'm the only one. And these words came to my mind Friday morning. I got up very early for the sunrise. And they came to me, I remembered my mom's words when I was watching the sunrise, because just as that sun was peeking over the horizon, and by the way, it was a magnificent sunrise Friday morning. I posted a picture of it on our Instagram account, if you missed it. Just as that sun is peeking over the horizon, I remembered the teachings from 500 years ago, Copernicus teaching us that the sun doesn't revolve around us either. Prior to that, everybody thought the opposite was true. And so I thought about both of those things. And I thought about how expansive this love of God and following in the way of Christ really is. Because rather, we who live on planet Earth, when we watch a new day dawning, we're literally turning toward the sun. It's not coming up to us. We are turning toward it. And I never tire of that inspiration. It is breathtaking. I imagine that that is how John the Baptist felt when he realized that his cousin Jesus was the light of lights, like last week when we heard him say, there he is, and people recognized because of the brilliance, the depth of his spirit, and they followed that way. They just followed him, and the light overcame the darkness, and it still does. And we can forget that pretty easily sometimes. As followers of the way of Christ, it's our task to look to that light when we are feeling dark, or when we're feeling down, or when we're celebrating. It's our task to look towards that light and follow every day and be renewed every day. Well, today's gospel helps us follow in the way, in very humanly, because we can relate to what Jesus must have been experiencing. Today's gospel is a very human Jesus. He had just learned that his cousin was put in prison. This cousin with whom he grew up. He must have felt really devastated and sad. He was probably a little bit afraid of the authorities as well. So he left Nazareth. And he goes to a place by the sea, Capernaum, and he stays there. And I would like to think that he sat by that Sea of Galilee early in the morning and watched the sun rise over that sea and felt that oneness that he preached about so much. And the text tells us that from the moment he got up there, the moment he got to Capernaum, that he began to preach what his cousin had been preaching his whole life: repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Now, John was talking about Jesus, obviously, but Jesus is proclaiming himself, repent. And we know, we've talked about this a lot, it just means to turn back to the light. It means to just turn, to rethink, repenser. So that was his message, to turn to God, to look for the light, and word began to spread about this guy, Jesus. And remember, this is in the very beginning of his ministry. So they couldn't believe what he was saying. And he must have just been radiant, because these four guys, the first disciples that would come to follow him, Andrew and Peter and James and John, they just left everything, followed him. So brilliant was his light. And the way that he showed them to follow in the way of Christ, he did by demonstration, because the last line in the text tells us that then he went everywhere and proclaimed the good news and helped people and healed people. He showed them the way of Christ. He didn't just tell them to do it. He showed them how. That's how it is with following in the way. Once you're in a relationship and you really get that you are loved by God, that you are loved by Christ, then it can't help but bubble over and help in one another. And you realize everything does not revolve around you, and everything does revolve around this way of love, this way of transforming love. That is the way, the truth, the life. And profound change and transformation happens. Ralph Milton, who is an author and a speaker, is married to a woman named Bev, and they're retired now, but for years she was a pastor in the United Church of Canada, for decades serving in one church, and a few years after she retired, they decided to go back to the church. They had been invited to come and speak, and so they went back to the church, and they went into the room where they were going to share all the things that they had been doing with their lives, and Bev was astounded, shocked really, because the woman who introduced her was Hazel. And she couldn't believe it. Hazel stood up there confident, smiling, stood up straight, introduced her dear friends. And afterwards, Bev went up to one of the longtime parishioners and she said, "What happened to Hazel?" Because she remembered Hazel as being this timid, weak, shaky woman who had been extremely abused and used sexually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, in every way she had been battered. She could hardly talk to Bev, so shaky was she, much less get up in front of everybody and stand there and talk and smile and be confident. So what happened to her? And the parishioner said, "Well, we just kept doing what you started, just simple, plain old love and acceptance and hospitality. When she was irritable, we loved her. When she was annoying, we loved her. When she wasn't sure, we loved her. And now she knows she's lovable." It's about expanding our circle. It's about expanding our understanding that all of us are children of God, no matter how much somebody begs us, bugs us, and we won't always get it right. And there will be days that we don't. But that's our job, to keep walking in the way of Christ and expanding our circle of love. I saw what I thought was a pretty profound example yesterday during the inaugural prayer service at Washington National Cathedral. And this profound way of Christ for me was demonstrated by a Muslim. You heard me right, by a Muslim. His name is Muhammad Majid, and I got to know him when I worked at the National Cathedral for some time. And I got to know him very well because he would help us with interfaith services that we would put on. And he is an imam and the head of a Muslim organization called the All Dulles Area Muslim Society. And I am here to tell you he is a man of peace. Well, at the end of the service, I was watching it from home, live streamed. And at the end of the service, they were walking out like this, and President Trump was sitting right there, and he walked by, and a couple people stopped and shook his hand. You may have seen this. Well, Muhammad walked by, and he stopped and turned and shook his hand, and they made eye contact. And for me, that is such a symbol of the way of Christ and unity beyond religion. Beyond religion. Because Christ was beyond religion, my brothers and sisters. We're rather tender right now in our country, on the heels of the inauguration, and no matter what your political view, we're all still reeling a bit. As those who follow in the way of Christ hear today's gospel just as true as ever. To my Democrat and independent friends, the kingdom of God is still near. To my Republican friends, the kingdom of God is still near. This realm of God is not dependent upon who is in office. It's revealed, this way of Christ, through the body of Christ, and that's all of us, all of us. Looking for Christ in our neighbor in need, in the lonely one, the hungry one, the irritating one, the Uber driver, the teacher, the clerk, the nurse, the doctor, whatever. That's our job. And it's not easy all the time. But the more we do it, the more you'll get it. And then it becomes second nature, at least to begin to look that way. My friend and Episcopal priest Stephanie Spellers wrote that we who follow in the way of Christ are needed now more than ever to be the ones bridging gaps, not condemning, but trusting that our God is a powerful God, so much greater than we can ever ask or imagine. And with a light, as she writes, and I quote, that cannot be spun, and a light that cannot be quenched. In yesterday's prayer service, Dean Hollerith of the National Cathedral prayed a prayer that's in our prayer book, and I'd like us all now to pray it together if you would join me. Take out the red Book of Common Prayer, believe it or not, and on page 815, there's a prayer in the very middle of the page that he read yesterday at the end of the service, and I think it's just beautiful. This is the way of Christ, my friends. Let us pray together. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May we follow in the way of Christ. Come and see.